Welcome to Empowered to Prosper
Radio.
Welcome to Empowered to Prosper 10-Minute Encourager. I am your hostess, your facilitator, Evangelist Robin Sherrod, and I want to bring you a word that will encourage your day as you encounter it. So as we go into our 10-Minute Encourager, sometimes we just need a pick-me-up throughout the day. Sometimes the second half of our day or second half of our night, if we work in a night shift, sometimes we just need a jolt. Sometimes we want to go grab that chocolate candy bar, or we want to go get something to give us a spark. So I want to encourage you with this 10-minute word of God to be able to empower yourself to prosper no matter what situation you're going to be in. Again, these are only 10-minute nuggets of inspiration for you today. We're going to be talking about, and our topic is going to be excuses don't count. Can you say it with me? Excuses don't count. This came out of me this morning. I was getting up and getting ready, and I needed to go to the gym to work out, and I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it. I did not want to do it. However, I said to myself, self, get out the way. I need to go and I need to work out. But it prompted me as I was walking to the gym this morning. It prompted me and to think about the times that we have excuses and how our excuses don't count. Now, mind you, the day before, I had a to-do list and I did those things on my to-do list and I felt like I had accomplished something the day before. But on the next day, can somebody say with me the next day? The next day was not like the day before. And so I began to just want to reward myself, if you will, for the day before by saying, okay, you know what, I'll just go head on and just, you know, hang out here. And, you know, I worked out 2 days ago and, you know, I did what I need to do on my to-do list, and you know, I just needed to just relax today. But no, don't you know that I had to get myself up, get beyond myself, get myself down to that gym, do what I needed to do, and I reap the benefits from it. So I want to take you to the Word of God and what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to be coming out of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Verses 1 through 13. Now, you can read that entire chapter, but we're going to focus in on those verses 1 through 13. Now, when you look at Matthew chapter 25, we have Jesus that's speaking. Jesus is giving a parable. He's speaking on a parable here in Matthew 25. Now, the first parable he's talking about deals with the 10 virgins. If you go down to verse number 14, then we're going to get into the parable of which he talks about the talents. And then we continue on with the end of that particular chapter. But our focus today is going to be on those 10 virgins. So if you have your Bible, I want you to go ahead, if you can, pull it out. If not, I'm going to go ahead and walk you through portions of the text. When we look at the story again, this is Jesus talking now, and he's talking to the 10 virgins. And these 10 virgins have lamps, and they're on their way to meet the bridegroom. Now, we find out that out of the 10 virgins, there are 5 that were foolish. Can somebody say foolish? And there were 5 that were wise. Can somebody say wise? Okay, can we put a pin right here and just speak for a moment? When you talk about the 10 virgins, it said that every one of them had what? They had a lamp. So what does that tell me and you? That tells me and you, regardless of our situation, God still can provide. Because it says that 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise, but yet all 10 had lamps. Come on, somebody. That means that the light that God has for each and every one of us, it does not matter of our pedigree. It does not matter of our biology. But what matters is where we are in him, praise the Lord. So I want to speak to that one that may have an excuse of saying, you know, I grew up in an environment that was not conducive for me to do any better. Well, I want to let you know that there is someone else in operation in your life besides yourself that has a bigger and better plan for your life. We can go to the Old Testament in Jeremiah 29:11, where God is speaking, and he's saying, I know the way that I have for you. It is a way that's prosperous, that will do you no harm, that you have a hope and a future. We can bring it on back to the New Testament as we are here back in Matthew chapter 25. So that lets us know no matter who we are, from the gutter to the udder, that we all have a purpose, and we have, God has given us resources, and he does not want us to have any excuses. Come on, somebody. Okay, so as we continue to go through, we find out that we have the five foolish, we have the five wise. They take their lamps. Now, the foolish take their lamps, but they don't take any extra oil. The wise take their lamps, and they take extra oil with them. Now, here we have, they're all traveling in the same direction, it seems. They're all traveling because they're going somewhere. But we find out that somewhere along the road that the bridegroom lingered, and the Bible said he was slow in coming. So all of them, everybody at that point, began to nod their heads and they fell asleep. What's the point here? The point here is to let you know, no matter how fast you're running in this race, no matter how much you feel or how much you look at somebody else and you're like, man, that person is a five-fold ministry gift, or that person is this and that person is that, and they just running on to be with God, understand something. We all get to a point where we begin to nod our heads, and if we're not careful enough, we will fall asleep. But I want to let you know that there's going to come a time in which you got to wake up. Can somebody say wake up? Because the Bible says, but at midnight, there was a shout. Behold, the bridegroom came. He went out and he went to meet them. Understand that in this walk that you and I are going to have, we're going to have some weary days. We're going to have some rainy days. We're going to have some sunny days. We're going to have some cloudy days. But either way it goes, this is the day that the Lord has made. You and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. So here we have that they were continuing on, and they fell asleep, but the bridegroom came. Don't you know that there's going to be a day and a time in which we all are going to have to give an account before the Lord? And this is what we're talking about here in the text. So here we have these foolish ones. They come up and they say to the wise, they say, can you give me some of your oil, because our lamps are out of oil. The wise ones looked up and they said, now look at here. I'm putting it in my modern day vernacular. Look at here. We don't have enough for you. So why don't you go get you some, go instead to the dealers and buy you some, and then come back. Now those that were prepared, those five wise ones, they got to go in and they got to go to the marriage feast. And when they got in, what happened? The door was shut. And then later on, the other virgins came, and they tried to get in. But the entry door, the Lord said, I do not know you. I'm not acquainted with you. So how do we connect this to our particular lives? I want to talk to you again about excuses don't count. I want to give you three things real quick. First of all, you have to evict your excuses. These five foolish virgins, they did not evict their excuses. They came to someone else expecting them to give them something that they could have gotten on their own. So what am I saying to you? When you look at something that's been evicted, when somebody has an eviction notice, it means that they are occupying a space that they are no longer authorized to be in. They are occupying a space that they are no longer authorized to be in. Excuses are no longer authorized to be in your mind, and you and I need to evict them. We need to let them know you have no dwelling place here. Why? Because God has given me a plan. God has given me something to do. It could be like me going to the gym for healthier living and a lifestyle. It could be you writing a book. It could be you going back to school. It could be you moving to a new location. It could be you going into a new job. It could be you shifting your finances to something that's more of an investment versus what you're currently doing now. Whatever it is, you cannot find an excuse not to do it. So you have to evict those excuses. Secondly, you have to execute when you don't want to. Come on, somebody. How often that you need to do something, but you don't execute? You think about it, you talk about it, you wish about it, but you don't execute. Execute is when you roll up your sleeves and you get it done. Do you have to bite it all off at one time? No, you do not. And that's what the enemy wants us to think. He wants us to get overwhelmed by the vision of it, by what it looks like. But don't you and I understand we have to take small steps to get to the bigger place? So as you take these small steps, sometimes your stride gonna be short. Sometimes you're gonna have a long stride. stride. Sometimes you're going to have to sit on the side or the bench and just rest a minute, catch your second wind, get up and get going. But what you and I need to do is that we got to do what? Come on, somebody, execute. And lastly, you got to elevate your thinking. Come on, somebody, elevate your thinking. Take your mind, take your vision, take yourself to another level. You understand that when you're on a plane and you are above board and you are in the air, the things on the ground look very minute compared to you being on the ground. Understand that your vantage point for your vision and for the execution of that vision will be from a different vantage point. So I came to encourage you today that excuses don't count. You're not going to be able to make any money from your excuses. You and I need to understand that the excuses is just like things that come against us that keep us to sit down. You may say, well, I don't have excuses, but I procrastinate. Oh, let me talk to procrastination before I have to get off the air. Procrastination is excuses' cousin. They're close cousins, okay? So no matter whether it's an excuse, no matter whether it's procrastination, you and I got to get up, we got to get moving, and we got to get into the position that God has for us. Because don't you know that there are things that God has that's in position for you, but you will never get to it if you do not execute. If you don't push those excuses, evict those excuses out of your life and continue to move forward. Because God is taking us, we are in a season right now of the no excuse zone. Come on, somebody. No excuse zone. You and I have no reason to continue to keep on keeping on the way things are. God has another dimension and another level. So with that being said, this is the 10-minute encourager. In my closing, nothing just happens. You got to take action. Excuses do not count. Evict your excuses. Educate when you don't want to. Execute when you don't want to, and elevate your thinking and see what God will do in your life. God bless you. I look forward to speaking with you and ministering to you again, the 10-Minute Encourager with Evangelist Robin Sherrod, an encouraging word as you encounter your day.